This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. This will just take a minute.
It's been nearly 20 years since astronomers first identified a planet outside our solar system. More than 500 exoplanets have been discovered since then, yet it's not clear if even one of them might be habitable. Now, astronomer Eric Agle at the University of Washington says we've been looking in the wrong places. If we want to find planets that could support life, he says we should look at stars that are dying. He floats that suggestion in the Astrophysical Journal Letters. White dwarfs are the remnants of stars, like our sun, that start to cool. But they're still warm enough to keep a planet at a nice cozy temperature, if that planet's close enough. Say 10 to 100 times closer than Mercury gets to the sun. That proximity is what makes white dwarfs so attractive, to astronomers anyhow, because a planet that close to its star would dim the dwarf's light as it passes. That dimming could be detected by even a puny 1-meter telescope. Agle suggests that we survey the 20,000 white dwarfs closest to Earth. Finding a planet would give us a good place to look for life. Or maybe someday live.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkins.